Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into the High School Scoreboard Show. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Lots of programs across the state of Georgia have a chance to do something for the first time. So why not head out to the WadeFord.com hotline to talk to a coach who just did. Melvin Brown, Miller Grove head football coach, winners 20-9 over Spencer. Coach Brown, how you doing? First and foremost, congratulations.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Walk us through this game, man. I mean, like, this was, it sounds like it was a tightly contested game, but you tell us.
Oh, yes. Spencer was a really, really good team, a very disciplined team. It was so much familiarities amongst us as far as scheme-wise, especially offensively. We was kind of worried about the quarterback a little bit because he was a really, really good quarterback. But my guys came ready to play. Like I said, they was familiar with the things they did offensively because, of course, going against our offense every day, our defense really, really stepped up. The key to the game was our defensive line really getting a good pass rush on the young man to get him to move off his platform. And they did a really good job of that. And I'm just extremely proud of what these guys accomplished last night.
Yeah, Coach. Listen, Chris Parker here. I appreciate you joining us. I think of all the time I coached, my own field biggest accomplishment, Garrett, was at two schools, at Chapel and Pickens. You can look it up. I was there. And when the head coach, when they won the first playoff game in school history. And it means a lot to me, and I know it meant a lot to Coach, and he's worried about next week already. But, Coach, it's not by accident that a school been around 21 years and never won a state playoff game. That's not anybody's fault. A bunch of good folks tried. It just didn't work. But you did it, man. Your team did it. Like, talk to us a moment about what that means for your program moving forward and what you've been trying to build since the day you got there.
I mean a lot. The interesting part is that when I got there 5 years ago, this senior class was eighth graders. And I remember just going to the game, the middle school game, and watching them play. And I'm just like, if these young men stay together, we got something special by the time they become seniors. And, you know, throughout the course of the 5 years, we just kept building. And the first year I got there, we went 6-4, made it to the playoffs. The next 2 years, we went 5-5. And didn't make it to the playoffs. Then last year, went 5-5, but made it to the playoffs. And this year, with these young men, they was all juniors last year, so they didn't have a lot of experience. And we were losing a lot of close games because the lack of their experience. And when we started on January 21st of 2025, we made a commitment to each other that we was going come together and really make this year special. And they worked extremely hard, the young men grinded all the way through winter, spring, the summer, and the fall. And I told them, we want to start training when it's cold, and we want to continue to play while it's cold. And so far, so good, we're still playing while it's cold. But we got 24 seniors, and these guys believe in each other, they trust each other. We went to SCA this summer, and we really, really committed to each other. It was a really, really personal moment amongst the team. And a lot of guys were expressing the things they was going through personally. And I just thought it just brought us together. And ever since that day, these guys just been playing for each other and playing with each other. And I'm extremely proud of them.
Yeah, man, fantastic, Coach. And I'm just telling you, I can feel it. 9 wins, Garrett. School record for wins. Coach, not done yet. But, I mean, before we even get on to the next thing, because Garrett's itching to ask you about next week, Coach, I'm just going to stop for a minute and say, yeah. Man, I hope you take just a minute, Coach, and appreciate what you guys have accomplished so far. Great season so far, Coach.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I ain't slept yet, to be honest with you. just that emotional high, just seeing these young men, the happiness they had last night, the overjoy that they had, just accomplishing just those things, and just, you know, getting that first home game, and we had a really good crowd out there, and they won the game, and it was just like, just to stand back and just watch them reach the benefits and reward, I'm just overjoyed right now.
I love it. No, that's fantastic. That's what high school football is all about. That really is. Yes, I mean, you see something, you identified it, and you continue to build. And now the next step is sustaining. And, of course, I mean, this season's not done yet, so I'm not trying to get too far ahead of myself here, but that is the next step, is sustaining something. But once you've built it, that's step one. You're there. You built it. Now you got to get to that next step. And how do you do that? Like, as a coach who's in the midst of it, what is that process like?
Showing the young guys who's behind this senior class how they did it. And the beautiful thing of this senior class is, like I said, they're really, really a tight-knit group. And they're already telling the juniors and the sophomores and the freshmen, hey, we're going to start this, but you're going to carry it on. And, you know, every day the senior class, you know, they go 1, 2, 3 legacy. But they want to pass that legacy on to the next class. They want to continue basically to build this thing. You know, we got it going. You know, it took us 5 years to get to this point. And I don't see us letting up. I see us getting improving each year. And it's because of these guys expecting to win now. Like, before, Middle Grove has always been talented, but they had no expectations of winning. And the culture has changed to where they expect to win. They understand what hard work is. And they understand what accountability is, and they're pushing that to the next class and say, when we're done this year, and of course we're not done, but when we're done, we're going to hand the baton to you guys, and you guys are going to do the same thing. We're going to continue to hand it down, and that way we're going to stay consistent in winning these games and one day get to that state championship game.
Winning is contagious, Coach. Winning is contagious. Yes, that's what they say. And look, I mean, you got a game next week, and again, Not a final score yet. We don't know who's going to win that one. It's Westside Macon or it's Morgan County. But Morgan County is an overwhelming favorite in that game. They should probably win that one. When you look ahead to next week, I mean, how do you get these guys back up off the mat? I mean, not off the mat. I mean, off of a high. I mean, really the inverse of what I was saying. How do you get these guys back down, re-geared and retooled and refocused going into a game next week?
Right. Well, I got told them, enjoy it today, tonight, because come tomorrow morning, we're going to lock back in. And if it's Morgan County, we're going to have to focus on Morgan County. And Morgan County is a huge task for us. You know, those guys are very disciplined. I've already started looking at them a little bit. so it's going to be a huge task. But our guys, you know, have this saying, Coach, why not us? And we got to go down to Morgan County if it's Morgan County. And we got to play our game. And you know, Morgan County is a really good football team, but we are also a really good football team. And like I said, we are a senior heavy football team, and they believe in each other and believe in themselves. And we're going to put up a good fight. And, you know, hopefully at the end of the night, why not us? Why we can't be victorious? You know, why we can't go into Morgan County and win that game? And these guys are going to fight extremely hard. And I believe in them. I believe in my staff. I believe what we got going on scheme wise. And it's going to be a good game.
Coach, you got me ready to play.
Let's go.
Now, fortunately for you, you don't want me out there. I couldn't do you any good, but you got me ready. So, hey, we're excited for you, Coach, and I know you will have them ready. And this time of year, it's all about getting that first playoff win. But then, Garrett, you know what it is? You want to practice on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
you
got
to win next week to practice on Thanksgiving.
That's the best,
hey,
man.
Coach, proud of you, man. Happy for you and your program. Congratulations. Good luck to you next week.
I appreciate you guys.
Big thank you there to Coach Melvin Brown, head coach of Miller Grove High School. Winners of their first ever playoff game in program history. And there might be a couple of those tonight. We'll be talking about that as we go on throughout the show. But as for right now, let's hit our Coach Parker's checklist.
Time now for Coach Parker's Coach's Checklist.
As Coach and Chris Parker get their analysis of this week's biggest stories, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Get any sized air conditioner for only $69.99 per month. Visit ReliableAir.com.
Got a short one this week, Garrett. Talking about playoff games, and a lot of times what's so interesting about playoff games, even in the NFL, mm-hmm. even in college football playoff now, and definitely in high school, is it's not really about the best team always winning, even though often the best team wins. But it's not, you know, say it's like if this team played this team 10 times, none of that matters. They just win this one game, right? And you'll see teams that are just bad matchups, right? You know, in the NFL, the Patriots matched up with the Giants twice in the Super Bowl, probably had the better team, but did not win, right? And yep. Georgia has struggled with Alabama in college football. I mean, because just weird. Alabama struggled with – all Alabama struggles in Jordan-Hare at Auburn.
Yeah.
You know, like there's just some matchups that are weird. And it always makes you think, like, what are the recipes for winning these games when they're high stakes? Both teams are trying. Mm-hmm. You know it's a big game. And basically, I had somebody ask me that question a few years ago, and I came up with this. I wrote this from the thing. So there's really five factors to who wins the game, especially when the teams are kind of equal or it's a playoff game, right? Yep. How can Walton beat McEachern tonight? How can McEachern beat Walton tonight?
Yeah.
You know, how can West Forsyth and Westlake, which team's going to win? Here's what I would say. The first thing is tactical scheme, and tactical means X's and O's, okay? So the X and O's, the coaches knowing – We run this scheme, that, you know, whatever. The second thing is the technical scheme. You understand the difference between technical and tactical? So mm-hmm. when you're a player, Garrett, they called a play. That was the tactical play. That was the play. And then you blocked this way. You did a down block, or you got your head across here, or you made this tackle with this you contained, or you backpedaled, or you – those are techniques.
Yeah.
And so who has the better tactical scheme? Westlake or West Forsyth? Well, I don't know. I don't see, but one of them does.
Sure.
Who has the better technique, Westlake or West Forsyth? You know, who has the better toughness, discipline? Those are all one thing. And to me, that's 1/5 of the equation. So number three was toughness, discipline. Those that all being kind of one thing. A lot of times in coaching, we make it all about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I take our team here and we go play the Atlanta Falcons, we're going to lose. Okay. It doesn't matter how tough we are. It doesn't matter how much discipline we have. But I think sometimes coaches want to play it out like that's why we lost.
Yeah.
Well, it's a piece of it. But actually, the most disciplined team does not always win. The toughest team doesn't always win. But they do when they're equal. You know, when you're equal, it's one of the five things that matter and who wins. The fourth thing is a matchup, and that's where you get into, for whatever reason, some teams just match up better with other teams. They've seen them. They're not as worried about them. I think we looked at like Vanderbilt beat Alabama last year in Nashville. They weren't scared to play in Bryant Denny Stadium. They played better. You know, you're going to see that at the high school level too. I mentioned McEachern and Walton.
Yeah.
I could see that being a closer game than it looks like on paper. On paper, it looks like McEachern should beat Walton pretty good.
Yeah, that's how games are played.
But those are Cobb County schools. They know each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a great matchup for McEachern. McEachern would have rather played somebody in DeKalb or somebody in Fulton or just somewhere different. You know, so they could be the big bad McEachern and everybody just lets them win. The last piece, so first tactical, second technical, third toughness, fourth matchup, last, fifth, is confidence. And what you're going to see in the playoffs a lot is a lot of teams get beat before the game starts.
Yeah.
They do the same thing me and you are doing. They look at this bracket and say, this team's supposed to beat this one, or this one wins every year, Marist and whoever. Stevenson, Dom's with us, back with us now. Stevenson, they're going to win. But Miller Grove's going to lose, right? That's what everybody said, because they always lose. Stevenson's always going to win. Well, I mean, sometimes you buck that. And Miller Grove bucked that last night.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times people don't. The truth is, early, a lot of times people get beat walking off the bus. So Buford beat a lot of people walking off the bus in their life. Grayson has beaten a lot of people just by getting off the bus and scaring the other team. So you factor all those things in, and you get a recipe for who can win. You know, who's got the better technique, who's got the better tactics, who's tougher, who matches up better with each other, and who's the more confident team. So that'd be the coach's checklist, brought to you by Reliable Heat and Air.
Hey, we love
back
that.
Back to Dom and Garrett.
Yeah. We love that. All right, we got a special guest coming up here after this here on the High School School Board Show. He had probably one of the most exciting and fascinating commitment moments that I can remember. One of the coolest ones, and we'll talk about that when we get back.
School
days! Right here on the High School Scoreboard Show. We'll tell you about more, a little bit more about who's coming in to join us when we get back. This is the High School Scoreboard Show. Garrett Chapman filling in for Sam Crenshaw right here on Sports Radio 92.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the game. Welcome back into the High School Scoreboard Show, right here on your home of high school football and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am very pleased to be joined by Isaiah Crowell. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline to go check out that conversation. Brought to you by Aikens Ford, where the end of the year deals start now. Isaiah, very good to talk to you, man. I know that when I was coming in through the high school ranks, I was a little younger than you were, and I remember I was like on my phone in school trying to check out where you were going to be going to college, and I will never forget you bringing out the little Georgia Bulldog, and that was the coolest thing, man. I know you've probably been asked about that 1,000 times, but I do want to shout that out really quickly. Where did that come from?
Yeah, thank you. So actually, that came from a friend of mine that actually had, you know, was breeding dogs at the time. And basically, they came to me, you know, like a few days before the signing, and that was the way of them kind of asking me where I was going. So they was asking me where I was going and stuff like that. And then they was like, "Well, if you're going to Georgia, then you could just bring out the puppy and stuff." You know what I mean? And so that we just went from there. You know what I mean? It really wasn't my idea. I didn't ask what I was going to do, but. That was how it came about.
Isaiah, Chris Parker, appreciate you joining us, man. A recent Hall of Famer here, Garrett, Georgia High School Hall of Fame. I serve on that board. Really honored to have you in on that. Well deserved, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so let's talk about your time at Carver Columbus, though. You know, you're a high school student. You're a high school football player. You were a very popular high school football player. But when you think about your time at Carver High School, what comes to mind? Just when you sit back thinking about it, what's the first things that come to mind?
Thinking about Carver football, I just think about competitiveness. You know, from the first day I got there when I was a freshman, it was just like everybody – you know, from the coaches and the players was all about, you know, winning and just growing in the program. So I feel like when I first got there, we already had top players when I got there. You know what I mean? Jamon Fortson, Deron Fur, Daquan Menzie. Yeah, we had like a lot of players that was already, you know, getting recruited. So it was already a standard when I got there. So I feel like I was just a part of, you know, a part of the culture, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Was there one moment that stands out? Is there any one moment that you just think you think back to and think a game, a time, a play that just really stands out to you?
One of my favorite touchdowns that I had was against Buford. Yep. I think that was my last year there. And that was just like, I think I went for like 85 yards or something like that to like seal the game in the fourth quarter. And when I think about Carver and stuff, that I think about that all the time because that was a top game. And, you know, my coaches growing up always told me, you know, big-time players make big-time plays in big games. So I just always wanted to be the player that, you know, carried the team on my shoulders. So that was just one of my favorite runs from me being there.
Yeah, absolutely. And Isaiah, that's actually the exact game that I was going to ask you about because that is not something that happened very often is when a team took down Buford. And look, Buford, they're now playing in the state's highest classification. They play in this multi-million dollar facility up there. Good for
them. Right, I checked it out. It's nice. It's very nice.
Nice now. But they used to play down in 2A. And I do remember that. There were only two teams that I can remember that beat them in regular season play. It was the Lovett Lions, and it was Carver Columbus, and it was your football team back there in 2010. I'm actually sitting here reading the article back, just reminiscing on this, because I remember, because I played in the same region as Buford, and whenever somebody beat them, that would just, it would echo throughout the entire state. And I just reminisce with that game just for a second. A
couple of things, Isaiah. First off, I'm not younger than you like Garrett. I'm much older than you. But I would also like to point out that Garrett playing Buford at Lovett did not have any 83-yard runs.
No,
okay?
So
he did not have the exact same experience that you had.
No, right.
But okay. joking aside, man, let me talk about this for a minute, Garrett. I didn't either, by the way. It was just a long time ago, back in my day. I didn't have any long runs either. But, but man, has there ever been a guy that wished he was born in a different era than Isaiah Crowell? This man would have killed in the NIL era. I mean, I did know him because he would have killed in the NIL era in high school.
Most definitely.
Other than that, so I'm going to take that one away from you, Isaiah. Other than that, what advice do you have? What do you wish these guys now knew, you know, that you know now that you didn't know when you were their age? These guys coming up that want to be like you. They want to be the guy that's the number one recruit. They want to be the guy that everybody wants. What advice do you have for them?
The advice I have is, you know, have patience, you know, enjoy the moment, seize the moment, and take advantage of every opportunity that they have, because there's a lot of opportunities out here now, being that, you know, like we talked about NIL and stuff like that. So I feel like they should take advantage of the opportunity that they have, and be disciplined and be smart about the decision that they make when they, you know, because it's a lot of, it's a lot of influence and a lot of things that they can do, you know what I mean? So I feel like they got to be smart with it and listen to their parents and anybody who is in their life that's trying to guide them the right way. That's my advice.
Yeah, and you know, Del McGee is somebody who I feel like has had a big impact on a lot of different people across the state. He was your high school coach. He's now, then he goes to Georgia Southern, then he's in Athens for many years, and now he's the head coach at Georgia State. I mean, what kind of influence did he have in your life?
So he had a big impact in my life. Actually, he was always somebody, even outside of football, that would, you know, steer me in the right direction. And if he seen me going in the wrong direction, he would let me know, let my parents know. And I feel like he was a big, you know, just a role model. He played football, so he always been around the game, can give you a lot of game about the sport and, you know, getting to the level that you want to get on. So I just got a lot of respect for him on and off the field.
Isaiah, did you play any other sports in high school?
I ran track. I think my sophomore year, I placed like fourth in the state in the 100-meter run. I ran track, and I played basketball up until like my junior year. My junior year, I stopped playing because I started getting so many offers and stuff like that. So I was just like, just pick a sport, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always like asking that because I think it's important for people to see that you can play different things. You know, it's okay.
Oh yeah, I definitely played different things. I definitely ran track up until my last year.
Yeah,
I ran track and played football. So
yeah, and
up
look,
until my last year.
And you played at every level, right? So you of course you played at the lowest level. I mean, saying high school. I mean, I don't know if you played peewee football or anything like that. But
yeah, I actually did. I started off when I was 8 years old.
He probably had some 80-yard runs.
He probably had some 80-yard runs in that one as well. But you go there, then you go play high school ball, then you play college ball, and then you go play in the NFL. What's a lesson that you've learned, that you've picked up along the way, that you think is intrinsic to winning at every step of the way?
I like just being disciplined and playing as a team on every level, that matters. You have to play as a team. There's no I in team. Everybody has to do their job, and everybody has to be held accountable. So that's that. You know, that's coaches, players, from, you know, the starter to the scout team. You know what I mean? Everybody got to be held accountable. Everybody got to do their job. So that's what I feel like is, you know, imperative into winning.
Yeah, that's a great answer, and it's a great question, Garrett, because I love asking these guys that question, like what wins at every level? And he just, you know, because some things are different at the level, but some things, it doesn't matter, man. It wins at every level. Hey, talking about winning, Isaiah, how about Carver Columbus? You know, they're still winning without you.
Yeah, we definitely. Yeah. Yeah, they're doing their thing. They're doing it, definitely doing their thing, and I'm rooting for them.
Yeah, Jarvis Jones is the coach now, first year coach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they won the state championship last year, 14-1. Dr. Coffey was the coach there. He gets to be the principal. He's in administration like me. And Jarvis Jones, the coach now. So how much pride do you get seeing them win the state championship last year? They're competing for it this year. They're probably the favorite. You know, how does that make you feel?
I feel great about it. I feel great about it last year. It's my alma mater. I feel great about it this year also, with the players that we have. And, of course, with Jarvis Jones, because I know he got where to take the lead in the way.
Yeah, and Isaiah, one more here for me, and then I do want to talk to you about your event that you have coming up.
Okay.
You had a unique high school experience, but it's something that you see a lot of kids at this in this day and age similarly have in this talent-rich state, right? I mean, you were a five-star recruit. You were somebody who everybody wanted to talk to. What advice do you have to kids who are kind of in your shoes, whether they're a three-star or a blue-chip recruit like you were, about how you go through this process and how you weigh having these conversations with coaches versus where you really want to go and chasing your dreams and setting other things aside to go do those things? But what kind of advice do you have for those guys, Isaiah?
The advice I would say is, like I said, listen to people who have gone where you want to go. You know, people who are trying to steer you in the right direction, and just being disciplined and just for sure taking advantage of education. You see what I'm saying? So because you can't go anywhere without education. So you got to take that serious and just hold yourself accountable and be smart about the people you hang around with. So,
no, absolutely. I mean, those are the big things right there. And there's another big thing that you got coming up here on November 21st at 11 a.m. It's the Feed the Crow Thanksgiving event. Isaiah, tell us a little bit about what you got going on.
So I've been doing this for about 8, 9 years now. And I just feed less fortunate families that's in the Columbus area or the surrounding areas. And I usually feed about maybe 100 people or so, something like that. And I just get the food and everything and just let them fellowship and just basically have a Thanksgiving meal just as if it's just on Thanksgiving. being though that we know everybody don't have families to celebrate with, so I just get them a chance to fellowship and eat and have a real Thanksgiving meal.
Man, fantastic. Yeah, great, great work, my friend, for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so in this studio, there's three people, and the four counting you, Isaiah, and combined, we have 0 80-yard runs. I just want to make sure that's, that was clear on this.
Because
I know Dom's ass ain't never run for 80 yards. And if I started running right now, we'd be to the next segment before I even made it 80 yards. But I bet you still got one left in you, though, don't you? If you had to, you still got one left in you.
I got one. I still work out and stay in shape, for sure.
I think I maxed out at like 65 yards, yeah. And I think somebody caught me from behind. That was just kind of the player I was.
Oh, man, you got to finish it. I
had to do up-downs and practice that next week, man.
He's got that body for radio, all three of us.
Everybody for radio.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Thanks for joining us, Jonas.
Isaiah, thank you so much.
Hey,
I really appreciate y'all.
Thanks, Isaiah.
Hey.
For sure.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. That's Isaiah Crewell. Join us here at the waitfor.com hotline. And School Days guest brought to you by Aikens Ford, where the end of the year deals start now. That was fun, man. Isaiah Crewell was somebody I really looked up to when I was coming up.
He's a big time recruit now.
He was.
Like we've had Travis Hunter and Trevor Lawrence and some of them maybe in the last several years since Sam and I have been on here. But, yeah, before that.
That he was the
before
guy.
There was really social media. Mm-hmm. Pretty small social media presence back then. But, yeah, Isaiah Crowell was the guy.
No, I still remember that. I snuck my phone out and I was checking, and everything. I was swiping updates, trying to get everything I could. It was that. And then I remember seeing that video.
Dom, you know I'm just messing with you. I know you could go 80 yards if you had to. I cannot. Yeah. I'm not even messing about it.
I'd pull a hamstring.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, I didn't score an 80-yard touchdown. I did hawk somebody down and stop them from scoring an 80-yard touchdown.
See, that's almost more impressive.
I'm going to need some videos of some of these stories because I can tell y'all something. I can tell you a lot of stories. There ain't no video for my time. It'd be some 9mm, like the old tape, some VHS.
Some black and white photos, man. That's probably what we'll have for Coach Parker. All right, when we get back, we are almost underway here with games across the state. We'll talk a little bit more about those, and then we'll give our final picks and some previews and everything else right here on the High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome into the High School Scoreboard Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got games that have just kicked off, looking at Colquitt County and Mill Creek. That's going to be a great game there, Coach. That's going to be a great game. We got a lot of great games across the state of Georgia that we got to get into here. We got to make our picks here, too. Is Stevenson playing today?
Yeah, they're playing Academy of Richmond County, right?
They're up 14-7 right now.
14-7, Okay. Not that Dom's keeping up with it, but they're up 14-7.
Coach, what do you say we do this? I know we talked a little bit about this off air, but I want to bring this to air. We take a game at every classification. That way Dom's got to put his neck, stick his neck out there a little bit.
Man, we didn't prepare Dom for this either.
I don't know. He's going to be put on the spot here. All right, let's kind of roll through this then. I mean, let's go, because I know we kind of...
You pick the game and I'll pick it.
Oh. All right, let's start at the highest classification. We talked about Westlake and West Forsyth. That's going to be a great game up there north of the city. What do you think?
I think that's a good game to pick because I think it is a game that's kind of a pick 'em, you know. But Westlake's very talented. They're very skilled. They actually, that type of team has given West Forsyth some problems this year. West Forsyth lost to Parkview and they lost to North Atlanta. Both are pretty athletic teams, a lot of skilled players. Westlake has that. But I still go West Forsyth. My brother's assistant principal, West Forsyth. I got no choice but to pick West Forsyth. So I'm going West Forsyth over Westlake.
Actually, I was just reminded, we got to go out to the wait4.com hotline. We got to bring in IJ Rosenberg. My man.
Yeah, IJ.
I was in the wrong segment there. Hey, man. IJ, how are you, my man? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Everything good?
Everything is fantastic. It's always better when we get to talk to IJ a little bit, man. So it is round one of the playoffs. I apologize for that, man. Round one of the playoffs. What are you guys checking out today?
Well, we've got our TV game tonight is Lee County at Sprayberry, which I think has a chance to be a pretty good game. You know, in the first round, we really try to get a team from the South. And we've been able to do that, which, you know, we're excited about. And Dean Fabrizio is a good friend from Lee County. And so we're excited about having them. And it'll be interesting. These two teams have played before. This Sprayberry team is really good. They've got a couple of, you know, four-star, five-star type players. So, you know, I think, you know, it could be one of the more interesting first-round matchups. And look, this is the last year for first round that you're going to see such a lopsided matchups because next year, you know, with the rating system at the higher levels, I think you're only going to see some better first round games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, IJ. And it looks to me like, and I know I feel like we say this every year, but 6A, 5A, 4A, I feel like are more loaded than they've been with teams that could win the state championship. Give us your take on that. Give us your take on what you see at those top levels.
No, I agree with you. I mean, you know, 6A, maybe not. Grayson's really good. And, you know, there's been some other teams in 6A that have been a little bit disappointing. You know, 5A and 4A, I agree with you. I think there's a lot of teams, more than a handful of teams, that could win the state championship. You know, it's interesting. Milton's not Milton this year. You know, Roswell's a really good football team. You know, Gainesville, I think, you know, has a chance. Buford has got a really good team. But, you know, sometimes Buford, last couple of years, hasn't played great in the late rounds of the playoffs. But, no, I agree with you. You know, North Oconee down at four. It's going to be really interesting, I think, especially at four and five, to see who wins. I think the heavy favorite at six has to be Grayson. I just think that, you know, even with the backup quarterback, well, he's not a backup. Yeah. I mean, he's a heck of a player. You know, I think that they're you know, by far the favorite up at the top. But there's, you know, there's a lot of good teams. And, you know, the first round's a weird because, you know, I've got to pick the TV game and it's never easy in the first round. But this one was a little bit easier. I've always wanted to get Lee County on TV. We've never really been able to do it. Tried to get them in Corky. In fact, I'm putting my 22 teams together, you know, for our 35th year of Corky Cal. So that's what I've been spending a lot of time on. I think that, you know, Lee is – it could be fun to have Lee County on. It's just not a school that Metro Atlanta is very familiar with.
Yeah, I'm excited to have him on. I'm excited to see what the playoffs hold here. But, IJ, we just had Isaiah Crowell on, a recent Hall of Famer. He was on the last segment talking about that. What's in store next for the Georgia Hall of Fame? I don't think we've talked to you since we had the Georgia High School Hall of Fame. So
that was awesome, guys. I mean, you know, with Kirby, I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but Kirby went to spend that off weekend with his mom. His mom's struggling a little bit with the loss of the father. And so he was down in Bainbridge. But, you know, Bainbridge, you know, Georgia flew him up for it and helicoptered him into Midtown High School, Grady High School, and drove him over. And it was just a big night for us. I mean, you were there, and it was just great to have somebody like that. And, you know, he did a really good interview with DJ Shockley the next day and said, you know, I'm sitting in here with all these great players, you know, but Kirby was a heck of a high school player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was.
And I will say this about him. You know, you can tell very easily why he's successful. I mean, he does the things like this. He makes the time on an off week, which isn't easy for a coach. You know, he's got to get ready for Florida. And but he makes the time to come to it and spend the time with, you know, the people that he needs to spend. And our social media, we got over 1 million impressions with him, you know, with the picture of the video of him watching the Alabama game in the front row with his wife and his son. But it was a great event. Yeah. Really had a good time. And, we'll just continue pumping it. I mean, Isaiah, I'm really proud of Isaiah Crowell. I mean, you know, he struggled. I mean, you know, Georgia had to, you know, got rid of him and, you know, but he was able to, you know, to do the right things to get it back. And, you know, I think it was a situation like a lot of these, you know, athletes that come from tough households that, you know, they end up, you know, sort of hanging out with the wrong people, but very proud of Isaiah and where he's come. And I was glad that, you know, that we were able to put him in the hall in the fourth year.
Yeah. I mean, he had an unbelievable high school career. We talked to him a little bit about that, but just as far as everything else he had going on, I mean, like that was just a great story that he had.
To have him and Greg Reed in go in the same year, mm-hmm. I mean, that's about as good. I mean, look, Herschel Walker, and that was, you know, that was my junior year in high school when I was at Lakeside. You know, Herschel Walker in high school, it was hard to gauge him because, you know, he played against, couldn't even practice because his teammates couldn't tackle him. You know, but Greg Reed and Isaiah Crowell, I mean, they played real competition every week. Now, this is not taking anything away from Herschel Walker, by the way. But my point is their careers were different because mm-hmm. they played, you know, against teams that were really good. And those two guys being in the same classes, you know, just, you know, it was just really, you know, to me at least, was, you know, was very exciting.
It was really, I was really excited to see us honor those guys. And I love this organization. I love this event, Garrett. It's a great thing. On this season now, I want to talk about this. We talked some history and this season. I thought IJ's group's games two weeks ago, when Milton and Roswell, IJ, how great was that? Was that one of the best ones you guys
covered? Y'all should have seen the TV rating we got.
Well, I helped because I was one of them. Okay.
That's one of the best football games, high school football games I've ever watched.
Yeah, I
mean,
it just
went back and forth. And then the kid, you know, Roswell doesn't kick field goals all year. And that, of course, is the Lee County offense coordinator's coach there, mm-hmm. which I really like. Mm-hmm. You know, Milton comes back, scores, and, you know, and then Roswell drives and he kicks the 50 and it hits the, you know, right, you know, yeah. goalpost and falls in for the win. And what a football game. I mean, that's what high school football is all about. Milton Roswell, you know, what a great rivalry. And, you know, we were very fortunate that night that we had that game. Yeah. And, you know, there were a couple of games that other people thought that I should have chosen, Rusty and I. And but, you know, we really wanted that one. That was after Roswell upset Gainesville. That was for the region championship. So it just – you know, again, you know, what's going on in college and the pros and stuff like that, it's really high school football still, to me, you know, is very traditional and just has a lot of what it did when I played and what it did when my dad played at Grady. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's just continues to be just a lot of, you know, a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's something special about it. There always has been. I mean, that's the beautiful thing about high school football. And that's one of the most difficult parts about it, too, is that for a lot of kids, it's going to be the last day that they play a high school football game or they're able to put on those
right.
pads.
Well, we got the Georgia League Classic, so we got our all-star
yeah.
games. We got, guys, we're going to have, between the girls and the guys, we're going to have 700 kids this year for the
13th. 700?
700 kids at the Georgia League Classic up in Rome. So we're really excited about that. We'll have some, you know, it's an opportunity. Like you said, you know, for a lot of these kids, you know, they're going to play their, you know, what would be their last high school game. But, you know, we give them the opportunity, especially the seniors, to play another game. And we also give a lot of them, you know, a lot of them are really good and an opportunity. It's just so much harder to get recruited now. You know, I think
yeah.
about my son. You know, my son made the decision. You know, we had a decision to make. I mean, my son had a decision to make a, you know, as a quarterback at Centennial and, you know, had a really good senior year. Him and Dobbs were the two, you know, I'm not going to compare him to Joshua Dobbs, but, you know, he was second team all region to Joshua and had a good year. But he's, you know, he's a 6'2 kid. And, you know, and we had to make the decision between Ivy League and Division III. And, you know, he chose Division III, and it really worked out well for him. But I can't, you know, I talked to these parents today. I mean, it's horrible, guys.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, especially if you're a quarterback. I mean, if you're not a 5 or a 4-star, forget it. I mean, you're just not. You're going to have to go somewhere and prove yourself before
yeah.
you're going to get to play at a higher level.
You have to go somewhere and transfer out, just like there. That's
yeah.
why the schools are looking for the already portal guys, you know, the older
and
guys.
And I'll tell you what,
crazy.
I am telling parents every day, this is what, you know, if you've got a kid like that, like my son, you know, go play at a place that wants you, a Division III, Division II, you know, if you're a little bit better than that, you know, maybe an Ivy League or a Patriot League or something like that. And, you know, and then if it's great, then you move up and you get to play at a higher level. If it's not, you get a good education, good experience, you get the chance to play. And then you move on. So, you know, it's just, y'all both know this. I'm not telling you anything you guys don't know. I mean, recruiting has really changed and it's very difficult for, you know, 85-90% of these kids to get anything.
But we do give them that opportunity, Garrett. And the Elite Classic, among other things, is just another opportunity. And I commend you guys, IJ, for giving that platform, because that's all you can do is worry about the things you can control. And going and playing
right.
one more thing, you know, one more game is another thing you can control, right?
Yes, and they have a good time. They stay, you know, two nights in the hotel. And
yeah,
you know,
I was a coach one time. I don't know if IJ remembers
yeah.
that.
Yeah, well, they have a lot of fun.
Listen, I was 1-0, Garrett. I'm 1-0 in the Elite Classic. My team won, and you know, I'll never come back, IJ. But don't even ask me because I'm 1-0. I'm undefeated. I got to stay undefeated. Yeah.
Well, listen, guys, I'm going to run because we're
no,
about
appreciate
to get
you.
Going.
No, IJ, I really appreciate you always jumping in here when we need you,
yeah.
man.
Have and y'all have a great show, and, you know, I know a lot of people are tuning in, and, you know, I appreciate you guys having me on. It means a lot.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
well,
IJ.
We look forward to talking to you again in the future, IJ. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, y'all.
All right, that's IJ Rosenberg. He's
telling you,
Don, Atlanta.
1-0 in the Elite Classic.
Hey, man, that's what these teams have to do. They just have to go 1-0, and we'll talk a little bit more about those. We got to get back. We got to hit a quick break. We're going to finish those picks. We'll come back to that. When we get back, right here
to be continued.
To be continued. We'll do that here on the other side, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.